To the Charles Cook Podcast. The focus of this podcast is state and local issues here in the state of Tennessee. You can follow my podcast on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, TuneIn, and Alexa. Just search for the Charles Cook Podcast. So just follow or subscribe on any of those platforms, and you'll be notified whenever I upload new content. The best place to find most of those links is on my podcast podcast webpage at charlescookpodcast.buzzsprout.com. You can contact me at charlescookpodcast@gmail.com. So today we're going to talk about what the media is calling the Tennessee Three. And as people who used to listen to radio and talk radio back in the day, back in my younger days, fine man, it was by the name of Paul Harvey. And Paul, as Paul Harvey used to say, and now the rest of the story. So let's talk about the Tennessee Three and give you the rest of the story that the media, both local and national, is not telling you about the Tennessee Three. So a little bit of background, you know, as I, this happened last week, did not do a podcast on it, wasn't going to jump on it like most people, going to wait and let it play out and see what's happened as far as the shootings, and how everything played out with in the legislature. And, you know, a lot of people want to jump on these hot button issues and be the first and try to get all these viewings and stuff. That's not me. I want to bring truth. So let's talk about it. So last week, deranged lunatic goes into a school, shoots her her way into a school, and goes in and kills three children, ages 9, all three of them, as far as I know, and kills three adults. And Nashville police go in, they shoot and kill the shooter. And so after that, the next day, Nashville, the legislature convenes to, in the House, and the House is doing work. Protesters show up, anti-gun protesters, and then three of the liberal Democrat legislators decide to hold a protest on the House floor during session. And they had to go out of session and remove the protesters from the House chambers and basically remove the legislators that was causing issues as well. So then they voted that they were going to try to expel these people from the legislature. And so that took place yesterday. And two of the three was removed. One survived by one vote. It took 66 votes to remove them. Two-thirds of the House had to vote for that, and she got 65 votes to remove her. So she survived by one vote. Now, so let's talk about these folks. The first one was Gloria Johnson. She's from Knoxville. The second one is Justin Jones, is from Nashville. And the third one was Justin Pearson. He's from Memphis. And all these have, you know, Democrat representatives. And Knoxville has some Republican legislators as well. So let's start with Gloria Johnson. Gloria Johnson had been part of the legislature, got voted out of office, and spent 2 or 4 years out of the legislature. And then she won an election and she's back down there again. And she has a reputation of cause some problems there. And, you know, hey, if that's what the people elect her to do, she goes down there, you know. But, you know, she wants to do that. The other legislature members don't have to put up with it. You know, if you're going to elect someone who's going to go cause problems and be a disruption, then you're going to have the be at risk of having them removed or, you know, being censored or whatever. But let, you know, Gloria Johnson is notorious for doing this kind of stuff. And, you know, and so a couple of years ago, when the issue of abortion was the hot topic, she helped stage a protest of outside trying to block the parking garage exit, trying to keep legislature members from being able to leave the legislature and go home. So, you know, she took part in this. And then when the THP come in and opened up access so these members could get out of the parking garage, she goes on TV and accuses the legislature of, the THP of putting her hands on her and shoving her. And, you know, she was on the media giving these interviews talking about what happened. Well, we all know in Nashville that, especially around Legislative Plaza in the Capitol, there's a lot of cameras. And eventually the truth is going to come out. So I want to share with you my screen, and I want to show you the video of Gloria Johnson talking about this. And so this is her at the Capitol with this protest, and she, you know, it shows video of her there, and it shows her talking about what went on. And as this plays, I'll use my cursor to circle her on the screen. If you're listening to it on audio, you can only hear what she says, but you can't see that they never put their hands on her. So let me play this and I will show you what I'm talking about.
Surprising to me that they didn't even say anything. Like, we're trying to clear this area. Can you move? None of that. Just hands in my back and push. So
I tear a shoe.
Just hands in my back and push. So that just hands in my back and push.
So as you can see on the screen there, if you're watching, they never touched her. And of course she was using the whole issue to get exposure and look like she's doing something for her constituents. You know, she's using it all for political gain, and that's what she's done. And she's, you know, done things like that on the House floor, and they've sanctioned her and other things down there. And so these people in the legislature, they know who they're dealing with. And it's just like you on your job, or you know people in your life who like to cause issues, to bring drama, cause drama, to bring attention to themselves, to make it look better for them. They want to bring attention to themselves. They want to push the issue. And it's like, and this is what Democrats and liberals are good at doing. As Rahm Emanuel said, who was part of the Obama administration, never let a crisis go to waste. And that's what she did with the abortion deal. She got involved in that, in the protest, and she was trying to use it. Don't let a crisis go to waste. Well, these people who support gun control, they wasn't going to let the crisis of the shooting go to waste. I mean, these kids, the very next day, they're leading protest on a House floor. And I mean, they haven't even started the funeral processes for these kids or the adults, the six victims. They were going to use this crisis to bring attention to themselves. And I will show you. They're notorious for that. I just showed you the Gloria Johnson deal, what she does. So here we are, these three legislators get together and they're going to go to the well during the House session, knowing that they're not supposed to do this, with a bullhorn. And there's people in the gallery, protesters, and they're going to agitate these people to get them going to cause protest, all about bringing focus to their agenda. Okay? So this is what they've done. So let's talk about Justin Jones. Justin Jones in 2019, I believe, activist out of Nashville, degree in political science. So it's all about an agenda to help with his agenda. Shows up at a protest in Nashville at the Capitol down there, you know, doing what he does. What does he do to bring focus on himself? To use it for a political issue? He takes a cup of hot coffee and throws it on a legislator. Now, I believe in the First Amendment, I believe you should have a right to go speak your mind at the Capitol. You should have a right to go in, as long as you do it the correct way, go in and meet with the legislators, especially the ones that you voted for to represent you, go into their office and meet with them and talk with them. I do that. I've done it and I do it. And we'll continue to do it. But once you cross that line of putting your hands on somebody or throwing things at people, that is assault. And you don't want people throwing hot coffee on you. I don't want them throwing it on me. And that's just the way it is. So they arrested the kid. And, you know, the young man. It, you know, it becomes an issue. They eventually end up compromising, dropping the charges on him, whatever. And lo and behold, next thing you know, he's showing up doing the Maxine Waters deal that she was caught on camera in D.C. telling people, if you see these the members of Congress out in a restaurant, cause a scene. Well, this is what he did. He seen some legislators having dinner one evening, went into the restaurant with his phone, his camera, and caused a scene, confronted him while they were having dinner. Now, just a little redneck in me, if you come do that to me, we may have issues. You know, a few years back, Charlie probably knocked you out. But I'll give these legislators credit. They didn't, because they knew what he was doing. But that's what he did. And this is, you know, he does it for political gain. What he needs to do to help him, bring attention to him. And this is what he's done. This is Justin Jones. So he runs for office, wins his election, comes in as a freshman member for this session, and we see what he's doing. He brings that attitude and his activist ways, instead of trying to go in and work and push bills and hold people accountable. No, he does this. So they know who he is. They've seen what he's done for the past several years down there. So they know who they're dealing with, just like Gloria Johnson. So that's two of the three. Now let's talk about Justin Pearson. Don't know much about the young man. You know, don't know much. But this is what I do know. So he wins a special election. The lady who had the seat passed away. And so he wins a special election. Maybe four weeks before, and then shows up in Nashville and you know, is ready to serve. But just like most of these people who get elected, Republican and Democrat, they do things to bring focus to themselves. You know, sometimes you go overboard and you put out that red flag word, you know, that they like. You bring unneeded, unwanted attention to yourself. So he shows up in an outfit. I don't know the name of the outfit. Doesn't matter. But when he shows up on the House floor in this outfit, one of the legislators tells him, hey, you know, you're not following the dress code of the House. And so he calls that white supremacy because he can't wear what he had on. Well, you know, the legislator said in the interview, look, I showed up one time, had a coat, had a shirt, a dress shirt and a coat on, a jacket, and didn't have a tie. And they let me know about it. Guy didn't even have a coat or a tie. And somebody brought it to his attention. And instead of saying, okay, I didn't know, I'll try to do better, you know, next time I'll be aware. No, it's not what he did. Oh, this is white supremacy. Already trying to bring focus to himself because it's political. It advances his political career, what he wants to do. And when he gets back to Memphis, say, see, these people up there, this is the way they treat me, but I'm going to fight for you. It's, you know, it's all about him. But if you go on Google, do a little research, pull up some pictures of him, you know, Justin Pearson, state representative out of Memphis, photos, you'll find a guy, all kinds of campaign photos in a coat and tie. But if you're asked to wear it on the House floor, you're a white supremacist. This is what these guys do. It's all about bringing focus to them to advance their political career. Like I said, Democrats and Republicans, they all have their issues with this. But my issue is they're doing it after a deranged lunatic killed 6 people. I'm going to give you some numbers because they want you to think that it's about innocent bloodshed. But I'm going to give you some numbers because they all are from the left. And they all support abortion, especially Gloria Johnson. Okay? So in 2020, here in the state of Tennessee, there was 10,850 abortions in Tennessee, performed in Tennessee. This is not including those people who went out of state for abortion. Okay. 10,850 abortions in the state of Tennessee. But these people are going to overtake the well of the House of Representatives with a bullhorn and talk about a shooting in the school. Not defending that. It's disgusting that what somebody would take a gun or a knife or whatever and kill innocent people. Do not condone that whatsoever. But you have people who support the innocent killing of a baby in a womb. And taking a gun is barbaric violence. And walking up and killing someone, think about that, their mind. And then a child doing that. But let me tell you what's barbaric as well. Is taking something and sucking the brains out of an infant, out of a baby in the womb. And then go do some research. And then reaching with medical instruments, that clamp and pull. And when let the doctors tell you how that happens. When arms and legs are pulled apart from that body, piece by piece, removed from the wound. Talk about violence. Abortion itself is violence. But these people support that. They've actually protested for it. And the other day, when they bussed people from Memphis to Nashville to support Justin Pearson, you know who paid for part of that? Who was the sponsor for part of that? Planned Parenthood helped sponsor the buses and stuff for people to come up. Planned Parenthood. They're standing up against violence, gun violence. But they'll support and protest every day for violence against babies in the womb. That's who these people are. But it's okay for them because that's what their sponsors, constituents want. Okay? Now let's talk about the Democratic Party and what they do to oust people. A good man in Memphis by the name of John DeBerry. And he was a Democrat. And don't always agree with him. But the man did vote his principles on issues instead of voting the party line. And there's times that he voted with Republicans when it come to abortion. He was an ordained minister, Church of Christ. And he voted with Republicans sometimes on abortion issues. But where he crossed the line with his own party is when he voted for school vouchers for Memphis schools. So these kids can get out of these dead, dying schools down there and get an education where they could try to get a better education. And he voted against his party and voted with the Republicans on that. What did the Democratic Party do? They ousted the guy. He had to run as an independent and lost. So all these people talking about ouster and everything, it's okay. As long as it's the Democrats doing it. But when the Republicans do it, you see what happens. When the Republicans protest, like they did on January 6th, their insurgents, they end up in jail. As far as I know, none of these people have ended up in jail in Nashville. I'm not calling for it. But there's two standards. Okay, those that went into Capitol on January 6th and destroyed property, they should serve some time after they get due process. They've never gotten due process. You know, these three legislators actually had a vote by their own members there, their colleagues that know them and know their actions. They got a vote. Those people on January 6th didn't even get a vote from a jury of their peers. Okay? So this is what Democrats done. They forced a good man out, but it was okay. But when it's the other shoe and the GOP does it, the Republicans do it, then it's tyranny, fascism. And you should have heard the people, the language that they were using and screaming in the Capitol last night when this was done. Bunch of young people who were there protesting. And they can do that. That's their right. As long as they don't put their hands on people and that's, you know, that kind of thing. Like they did with the young lady who yesterday, last night, who spoke about transgender men who are biological men competing in women's sports. Police had to escort her out after she was punched twice. So, anyway. That's a different story. But I wanted to come in today and make this podcast and let you know, as Paul Harvey always said, the rest of the story on the Tennessee Three. With that, it's Easter weekend. It's Good Friday today. Remember, no matter where we are in politics, Jesus died on the cross for all of us, Democrats, Republicans, olives. All we have to do is call on his name and ask for forgiveness. It's on us. So everyone have a happy, safe, blessed Easter weekend. God bless you. And just remember, it's because of him that we can face tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. With that, good day. God bless you. And we'll see you on the next podcast.